Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. If the kids can only hear, they go out of control. You gotta get on the radio. You want the money and the fame and the sold-out shows, and you gotta get on
the radio. You gotta get on the radio. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is our Around the Toolbox special. This is where we talk about things for the trades, business, that kind of stuff. And we try to help out the people out there that are trying to work their butts off, trying to work in these challenging times. We've been doing this for about a year now. And it's been a lot of fun trying to come up with different content. I think this is, since we started counting, week number 39. And we've been kind of off and on with it in the beginning, and now we've been doing it every single week on Thursdays. So thanks for joining us. Couple things I wanted to talk about, and this is a big one right here. There has been a battle growing over the last few years over Chinese cabinetry that is being dumped in the U.S. And so basically what's been happening is for a number of years, that import cabinetry, including the stuff that you'd see on big box store shelves of your pre-assembled vanities and stuff, those were not being made in the U.S. They were being made at really below cost overseas and dumped into the U.S. So what happened is this created a group of American manufacturers that watched a bunch of other products that were happening that same thing, like, you know, quartz countertops and things like that. They realized that, hey, we need to create an alliance and do something. So they created the American Kitchen Cabinet Alliance, which is a bunch of manufacturers that went together and went in front of the U.S. International Trade Commission and went after that. And long story short, and I'm not going to make this too wordy, but on February 24th, the U.S. Department of Commerce issued an anti-dumping and countervailing duty final determination. That's a lot early in the morning. So here's what happened. The total anti-dumping and countervailing duties are as follows. So these are going to be tariffs on Chinese imported cabinetry right now. So one company, Delian Meissen, they are getting a 269.91% duty on them. So their cost just went up 269.91% on a single cabinetry. Who's that? Well, I did a little research looking around, and they are a big supplier to JC Cabinetry out there. And they're a Chinese cabinet shop here in the Northwest. I think there's one in Seattle. There's one in major cities around there. And then Foremost got 122%. Well, Foremost, you see a lot of entities in Home Depot that are Foremost. See a lot on Houzz. You see a lot on the internet with that. So that's one of those big companies you're going to see out there. And then basically what you're going to see is that all of these companies now had, as of February, an average of a 59% tariff on them. So now what happened is that they finally came out with the final determination. All of those are going to go up. So those are all going to go up, and you are going to see, it looks like, about a 60%. You know, in round numbers on average, you're going to see about a 60% tariff on Chinese cabinetry for 5 years. And so that is going to really change things around within the cabinetry stuff, especially people out there that are house flippers and that kind of stuff, because that's going to make a big deal out there. So those final rates will be coming out here basically the first week of April, and that will remain in effect for 5 years. And duty evasion, absorption, and circumvention of that is super illegal. They'll be looking for it, and it's going to really change, as I post up in Facebook, the landscape of kitchen cabinetry out there when you're looking at the imported stuff. And I was wrong on that. It's not J&C. It's J&K cabinetry. And then you're going to see people like, I think, like Cabinets to Go, which you see on ads all over Home and Garden TV and DIY Network. And a little bit about those guys. Interesting story. Those guys come in out of China as well. I did not realize that I was doing some research on where cabinets are coming from, that Cabinets to Go is founded by the founder of Lumber Liquidators. And I thought that was kind of interesting, because if you remember, listen to our show here, you know, a couple years ago, their founder, Tom Sullivan, who is the same Tom Sullivan that founded Lumber Liquidators, was all over the news for printing up boxes that said it was formaldehyde free and shipping them out to people. And it had formaldehyde glue in it, and they knew it. And CBS did a bunch of exposés. I think it broke on 60 Minutes first about that. So it's interesting. And then I saw, and when I was researching that a little bit more, that when they fired Tom from and kicked him out of Lumber Liquidators and round, there's a big story of that. We're not going to get into that today. But when they tossed him out of Lumber Liquidators and said, hey, man, you're out of here as CEO, founder, catch you later, he had already started Cabinets to Go. And then I saw in a news story that last year that Lumber Liquidators was filing a lawsuit against him because now Cabinets to Go was starting to sell flooring. And I'll be honest, if it was me and you're buying flooring from Cabinets to Go, that would make me a little bit nervous with the track record from Tom Sullivan and that stuff. So I would be very careful with that. You know, I know that Lumber Liquidators at least has got they've got a pretty good eye on them, but I'd sure be watching what flooring I'm getting from Cabinets to Go out there, because I'd want to see some, make sure stuff's being made in the U.S. I'd want to make sure that all that stuff is, it is what it is. And I'd be honest, I'd do some lab tests on some stuff to make sure that that formaldehyde was correct before I put that stuff in my home. So that's kind of the first one. Now, the other one I wanted to talk about, so be careful out there in that Chinese cabinetry. It's already gone up. It's going to go up even more. And we're going to see that for 5 years. So I think that's going to help the surviving smaller cabinet shops out there. And subject number two today I wanted to touch on is in Washington State, Governor Inslee just as of midnight last night basically named construction non-essential services. So if you are a residential contractor, and unless you are working on a low-income family building project, or you are working on fixing a structural defect in a home that is an emergency, or if you're not an HVAC contractor that is basically getting someone back up and running, or you're not a person that is giving the basics of life out there. So if you're an electrician that's getting a power box fixed, a panel that was out of service so they could have power, if you're not providing essential services, you are not supposed to be on the job site today. So that is something new. That is the only one in the country that I'm aware of that actually has basically a stop work order for everybody unless it's an emergency, where everyone else has declared contracting and building to be an essential services. Washington State has made that different. And so be careful if you are getting how that changes is especially in the Pacific Northwest, where I am hearing cabinet manufacturers, of course, which deliver into Oregon and Idaho and across the country. There's a lot of national cabinetry manufactured up here because there's a lot of wood up here. So you're going to start seeing Northwest products that are coming out the gate out here. That's going to stop. So you got to be very careful with that out there. So watch your job sites, watch your products, because it seems that those warehouses are going to get shut down pretty quickly. Great example, like if you are a craft-made cabinetry you know, dealer in the Portland, Oregon area, those cabinets go via Seattle. So if they're coming into the port up there and they're coming in a rail car from the East Coast, guess what? That's probably not going to happen because they're shutting all that stuff down. So be careful with that. Those job sites will be affected. All right, everybody, we got a fun show ahead this weekend that I'm really looking forward to. I want everybody to tune into. This is going to be a great one. We're going to be talking about projects you can do around your house in the first hour. And then hour number two, we're diving into woodworking with Cam Anderson from Blacktail Studios. If you've watched his YouTube videos, go over and watch those YouTube videos before you listen to the show. Take a listen. He is building some of those, river style black walnut epoxy countertops that are just wood tabletops that are absolutely stunning out there. And that is something that's worth taking a peek at. Well, hey, I'm going to get another cup of coffee. It's 6 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast, and I've been up getting stuff knocked out. I've got a bunch of conference calls. We have not slowed down on this side out there. We are helping our people. And if you're listening to the radio show out there, make sure, no matter what market you're in, that you're helping out our advertisers, because we still have people that are wanting to keep business going. So in Seattle, we've got advertisers in Portland and in Chicago and Eastern PA and any of those other locations that are carrying our show. We're all over the Northwest here. Please give those guys a hand. They could use the business, especially in these times when they're trying to keep people working. And quite frankly, like I said the other day, it's one of those things that, if you're home, you might as well get that service work done if you can do it in a safe manner. And keep your distance with people. You know, if your heating, air conditioning system's out in the garage, guess what? You don't have to go out in the garage. You can open the garage door, have them do their work, and work through the garage door, and keep it safe that way. And you're getting kind of killing two birds with one stone, and you're going to save yourself a little money by getting that thing dialed in and working a little bit better. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. This is a little bit longer of a Around the Toolbox special, but we're going to be doing some more long-form stuff. I'm planning on doing some interviews here and getting people on Around the Toolbox for a longer interview to talk about what's going on out there. So stay tuned for that. Everybody have a great rest of the week. Happy Thursday. We're almost to the end. And tune into Around the House this weekend on the Sun Broadcast Group or anywhere you catch your podcasts, including where you're listening to this right now. Have a great rest of the week. See you on Saturday. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.